Long Journal, up now, page 111, Baron Joseph.
Welcome to the age of effervescence. Seltzertopia is not so much a place, but a state of mind. Time for a quiz, you ready? Who said this is what we're talking about? Psychologically, it's the opposite of circumcision. It pleasurably reaffirms your Jewishness. Mel Brooks, the anchor. Second question. Hands up if you like seltzer. Thank you. I've spent over a decade interviewing hundreds of people, asking them one question. How would your life be different without seltzer? What do they tell me? I would feel less Jewish. I would miss the Three Stooges. Life would feel flat. And that, my good friends, is what Seltzertopia is all about. That passion, where it comes from, and how it's spreading all over the country. Wherever you live, you have people who love seltzer or know somebody who does. But most of them don't know the stories that will be told for the first time in my book. What stories? How seltzer went from medicine for the elite to beverage for the masses, and the crucial role played by Jewish communities, the crucial role played by Jewish seltzer men and women, and help make that happen. How Israel used seltzer siphons in Israeli War of Independence. How Jewish comedians used seltzer to create a century of carbonated comedy. How the modern debate about how to mix an egg cream frames the dynamic role of American Jews in the 21st century. And why do we think seltzer is Jewish anyway, and is it? In the end, Seltzertopia is all about the human side of this more than 200-year-old history. Bring it into your communities, and I promise you, whether seltzer lover or hater, everybody will leave feeling the fizz. I'd like to conclude with a short poem. Seltzertopia, in your face, putting big soda in its place, spreading carbonation across this nation, filling our cups with crisp sensation. Pow! The bubbles burst on my tongue. Who knew water could taste so fun? Thank you.